is what,
bro,
is what
I
is.
Talked about it a little on stage. I don't know if you remember. There's a video McKeever sent me.
What?
This lady approaching a cop, and she gets fucking leveled.
Why do they level her?
She walks up to the cop's walking towards her, and she comes like at him.
Yeah.
Like kind of like walking, like, yeah, what the she's literally like, what the fuck are you going to do?
And he
just Goldberg spear, like his heart, like lifts her off the ground.
Yeah, cops are allowed to beat up ladies.
But when he hits her, she's like, what the fuck?
Oh my God, I remember
you
that.
You hear her get hit with the fucking,
oh, that's so
it's
fucking
so
funny.
Good. That dude. Reminds me, there's like sports. Like growing up, like I've been hit enough exactly. times that you know. I know I've experienced that.
You would brace your core if you saw the cop Goldberging you.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have that attitude.
True.
Because you've been hit hard enough
for sure
throughout your life to know, like, don't talk shit.
It's like being never punched in the face. You'll talk to guys and you're like, you've never got punched in the face, have you?
Yeah.
There's people who are so fucking annoying that you just meet them and you're like, no one's ever fucking flattened your nose, dude. Dude, there was the Norristown police are under fire. They broke up. They called it a fight on the news. Like local cops, they like choke. They put one girl in the triangle choke. What they don't say, this is the thing, and I'm usually I see that shit. I'm like, these fucking cops are out of control, dude. There was a fight, and they call it a fight between 50 to 100 teenagers. That's a fucking battle, dude.
The
it's not a fight. That's a battle.
The teenuses.
There was no. It's not teeners. They might have been some teenuses, but it was teenagers. 50 to 100
dude,
teenagers.
Dude, if you're in a fight. There's a bunch of teenuses flopping.
That's true. True that.
Fight mode, your teenus
true,
is
dude.
Locked
that's,
in.
That might be absolute peak teenus.
That was all teenus.
That's peak teenus.
The adrenaline going, dude, you have no teenus.
50
you
to 100. So they're like calling it a fight. I'm like, that's a fucking.
That's a rumble.
That's a little. That's a battle.
Yeah,
that
is a battle.
That was a military coup going on.
Yeah.
And these dude, there was like six cops. No, I think it was three cops go there, and they're like, fuck. So they're trying to break up like a 50-person fight. And again, usually when you're seeing that, like, I doubt all 50 people were fighting, because there was a fight of 50 people. Just statistically, like 70% of them they're not going to really fight.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So like, still, dude, even if like 25 people were going full fucking like Royal Rumble, and it was at a carnival, so then like, so these cops are getting in, they're breaking up this fight, and he ends up fucking, he choked a girl out, and as he's like has this girl, he's like, stop, blah blah blah. The other people are coming in, like punching the cops in the face. People are going nuts in this thing. But yeah, wow. They're saying like they're calling. This was like they're like.
Did she tap or did he sleep her?
She didn't go to sleep. She was just like, and then like people saw her. I guess like him choking the cop. They're like, blah. At the same time, dude, if there's a 50-person fight, people could die. So it's like if you're going in there,
you know what's funny? I thought this was honkies.
No.
Until you said people are around going blah 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 blah. Right
really?
Then, I was like, oh, it's black people.
Yeah, this is a black lady.
I knew you did that. Well, you did that.
What to do? Blah, 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 blah. Well, that's what was going on out
there.
Dude, so then they had like a city council meeting. Oh, dude, it was crazy.
Instantly, I was like, oh, I thought this was honks.
This wasn't honks.
I thought it was wild honks.
No, this wasn't no wild. There could be some honks in there.
Those wild honks, dude.
There's some wild honks, dude. This was fucking.
So there were probably not that many teenuses.
That's why I was like, oh,
that's why,
But no, there still were some relative teenuses. So there might have been some teenies fucking flopping around.
Yeah, meaty teenies, dude. Real meaty teenies.
Some teenies I wouldn't
they'd call
mind.
Teenies, but I'd be like, well, take
one man's teenies is another man's fucking hog, dude.
That's exactly right. And that's important to live by. You got to remember that.
Dude, they had the fucking, they had like a press conference. They had like an open meeting the next day.
They had a press conference.
It was concerned citizens. So they're like, I guess they're like commissioner, Norristown's commissioner. I don't know who this guy was. But he definitely was the one fielding all the angry black people afterwards, being like, you guys got to stop choking. Literally, it was just you see the video. It's all black people in there. And the one lady goes full fucking like traditional African garb. And they're like, dude, it's a teenage girl. And the guy's like, yeah, no, the police guy is like, yeah, it is. But like, that was a really fucked up situation to go handle. There's like 50 people fighting. And I can guarantee you, he's like, the guy starts off. He's like, Norristown's not a racist police department. He's like, this was just a really shitty situation. And he's like, we had to control it. And they were like, blah, blah. Then they interviewed just some white guy on his porch. And he was like, I was there. I filmed it on my phone. They didn't do anything wrong. He was just kind of like.
Of course.
He's like, I have two kids. This dude was a wild honky, though. So this guy, like, he almost was a street urchin where it's just totally unidentifiable race. This guy was like, could have. I don't know what the fuck this guy was.
Neck tat, gym shorts.
Yeah, dude. This guy was a street urchin. Tan. Like, real
weird
tan.
Facial hair.
Yeah, for sure. He had like a weird spike going on. He was just kind of like, so they had like.
He was like a boardwalk person.
Very boardwalk localish. Street urchins are just when boardwalk locals find their way into a city, a major metropolitan area. And you're like, sir, what's your ethnicity? Like, don't know. Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, what's your ethnicity?
Sir?
Excuse me, sir.
No idea. They just send it back, dude, on a fucking, on what's it called? On Ancestry. There's like street, 100% street urchin.
Street urchin.
Origins, Ocean City, New Jersey. Atlantic City, street urchin.
Yeah, dude, they crawled out of the sea. They did. They're like early in evolution. There was like a fish that crawled onto the boardwalk and just started to walk.
Some guy was just like, I don't know, this fucking guy's like a street urchin. I don't know what the fuck he is.
A street urchin's so funny. It's street urchin.
Urchin, yeah.
Like an urchin. Like, yeah, like a fucking urchin, yeah. Stationary, yeah, like mollusk type, like a boat latches on to something.
I don't know. It's like, it could be anyone. You could look, if you look at him with like one eye closed, like, I think he's Asian. If you're like, that's a white guy, you're like, I don't know what the fuck this guy is.
Yeah. They're a bunch of logics.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's like logic. And yeah. Pete Davidson and logic. Yeah. Just, they're all urchin. Pete Davidson, dude.
Street urchin. But usually they'll rock some wild fucking gear, dude. It'll be like prison tats and a fucking wife beater, and you'll see this guy, and you're just like, oh, fuck you.
Yeah, they're wearing that Shaq gear from Walmart.
Yeah, dude. So
like a fucking full basketball uniform from like Rucker Park from the 90s.
It'll be like a ball. Remember the chain and ball necklace that was really sick? Like if you were in the corner, it'd be like rocking one of those, a spike. Yeah. And it's like, but he went on there. He was like, I got two kids, 7 and 9. I was watching, film some of it. He was like, I mean, they did what they had to do. That was a, he's like, that's
urchin justice though.
Yeah, dude.
That's
exactly.
Street urchin justice. You I don't think, want
dude, that. That's a, I mean, again, it's like, I wasn't there, but it's like, if you got to break up a fight of 50 people, how are you going to, and then if they were like, just sat there and watched 50 kids fight and like two kids died because they were trampled to death. Yeah. Then it's like, what the fuck? Why they just sat there and did nothing? It's like, how do you break up a fucking fight? If you're getting punched in the face by like 9, the video is like 4 people coming in hitting this guy, and he's just like, stop, and he's fucking
stop.
Has someone, he's like, stop, and then like, dude, he's like, punch. There's another guy fucking punching back. It's wild, dude. Imagine going at your job and having to fist fight 50 fucking teenagers.
That's, I mean, that's awesome.
That was full Double Dragon, dude. Those guys went in there and it was just Billy.
Just went back to back.
It was just Billy and Jimmy, dude.
They went back to back and were like, you ready to do this?
Yeah. It was like a 2D scrolling thing of young teenagers. Dude, it was so fucking funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude. Norristown Police Department fucking, I got to ask Sid the Kid about that. Sid the Kid's from Norristown. Apparently the cops got in trouble. Philly cops, a lot of them just got sent to death duty because they went back in their Facebook and they were writing racist shit when Obama was in. So they just did a big sweep of Philadelphia Police Department.
Oh, that'd a be bunch a whole of fucking squad. In 08?
A lot of them. Yeah, they went back years in. There was like, you know, there were some people that got sent on to death duty.
Fuck.
Go ahead, please. Hoss almost had a brush with the law.
What happened to the Hoss, man?
Bro. He called
he's
me.
He's such a fucking dickhead.
He's such a YouTuber. Like, excuse me. No, I do not have to roll the window down.
No, he did that?
No, it's even better. Hoss, it might be a landmark case, dude. So I'm going to quote Hoss in this. He's in the gym. He runs 3 miles. He runs a fucking 5K every day.
Oh, that's right. He's a D1 athlete.
Yeah, he runs a 5K. Hell yeah. He's actually starting a man cave for, like, if anyone wants to wrestle and smoke weed. He wants to start like a man cave where people can just like wrestle. Right. In his
I'm
basement.
Starting to agree with these people that Rogan might not be the best for the general population.
So, Hoss is in the gym. He's running his daily 5K. No big deal. He brings his dog everywhere.
Yeah.
So his dog, he has a pickup truck with a hop cap. His dog is in the back with a hop cap. So some fellow gym members see a dog outside. It's cold out. So they call the cops. So the police come. Hoss is leaving, you know, getting out of the gym. The guy comes up to me. He's like, yo, Hoss, cops are here for you. That's the worst thing you can tell Hoss.
It's 1914 all over.
He's got a boner, bro. He's just fucking, he's like, oh, I get to argue with cops. Awesome.
Yeah.
Goes outside, and they're like, yo, dude, your dog's in your car. Right away. Who said my dog can't be in my car? Well, show me the law that it's illegal for my dog to be in my car. And they're like, bro, it's freezing outside. Hoss, this is where it comes a landmark case. Hoss versus the Montgomery County Police, whoever he's fighting, he did the Scotty defense. Hoss went, if it's so cold, how come I'm wearing shorts out right now?
Oh, my God.
Pure Scotty defense.
That's
dude.
Absolute Scotty.
Dude, just be like, if it was so cold, he's like, how come I'm wearing shorts? If I can wear shorts outside, therefore I can leave my dog outside.
If you wear the shorts boldly, it ain't that coldly. Yes. Scotty Cochran.
He's
Scotty Cochran.
He literally claim Scotty Sanctuary. I was like, oh no, but my shorts are on outside, therefore my dog can be in my car. Yes. Dude, that was crazy.
That's ultimate Scotty Law.
He calls me fuming. He's like, and I'm like, what the fuck? I yelled at the cop, and it's like,
his dog's fucking cold.
Well, he also claimed the breed of his dog. He said it's half Bernese Mountain Dog. So he goes, bro, true. He's like, if it wasn't in my car right now, it'd be in my backyard. And the cop's just like, then put it in your fucking backyard, bro.
Yeah.
I got a call saying there's a dog in the car.
Poor cop.
And I got to contact you. And then he gets hit with the Scotty defense. That was like intersectionality was, some like lawyer came up with that. Haas made a coin, something that carries us into the next realm of social justice.
They're going to cite this.
Oh, dude, that would be the landmark case. I think he was like, the guy was like, I'm going to give you
2020, the Scotty versus Montgomery police. I mean, that'll be the case.
It won't happen now because the guy was like, I'll give you a warning. He's like, warning for what? Warning for what? The guy's basically being like, dude, read between the lines here, bro. I got to just like look at you and be like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Go back to my fucking car. But no, he was like, I'd love to go to court for this right now. So the landmark case might hit.
That'll be the trial of the century.
Dude,
that'll be crazy. He should wear gym shorts to the fucking court.
Dude, he's bright red legs, dude. He's like, it's not even cold out.
Jury selection would be so sick for it. Dude. Just being like, what do you think of Slim Jims? They're like, I love them. But yes, we would like him on this. Jury number 12, please.
How many Monster Energies have you had today? He's like, this is my third. He's like, perfect.
I'm going to go ahead and check that as a yes for that juror.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude. He listed it. He called the Scotty defense.
Scotty defense is a good defense.
And I'm at work, dude. I'm just like, it's fucked up, bro. Oh, man, it's fucked. Which, again, it's like, I mean, dude, you know.
How cold was the dog? Did they look at the dog?
Well, this
was the dog shivering.
I supplied him. You know, I'm like a Scotty paralegal in this sense.
You understand the Scotty
for sure. And when I told him, I was like, "Well, I was like, Hoss, you think that officer? He had a hop cap. He's like, dude, it's got to be like 50 degrees in there." I'm like, "Hoss, I think that officer doesn't understand the greenhouse effect either. Sunlight's going in and not getting out. Thing was probably like a sauna for that half Burmese Mountain Dog. Thing was probably sweating in there, bro.
Probably too hot.
I was surprised he didn't come out because that dog was too goddamn hot in that thing." So, I was just like, yeah, bro, that's fucked.
That's so fun.
Yeah, he was fired up. Hossman was fired up, dude.
Yeah.
So, yeah, dude.
That's great.
He had to call upon this guy. He's like, your officer, your honor, I'd like to show exhibit 4, Hoss's bare legs. He's like, object, they're red as hell. They're super fucking red.
Your honor, those calves are red as
hell. An Irish man's legs in the winter should be pure white. They're red. Too cold for that goddamn dog. Sit down. Overruled. God damn it.
Damn, dude. I wish I had fun family drama.
I mean, dude.
Our family drama right now, it's too brutal.
It's sad.
It's dark ages. The Gillis clan is in the dark ages right now.
Really?
Turn in. Sounds good.
No, I get it. If you're driving other comics to a show and somebody's like, hey, can we stop? It's nuts to say no.
It'd be so funny. You'd be like, there? No, you guys can't eat that.
Now, don't get me wrong. When me and O'Connor are going somewhere, I delight in saying no to any of his ideas.
Yes.
We're like, hey, can we stop there? I'm like, Christopher. Like, but no, that's a full
like,
dad.
That's like banter, you know? That's
I forgot to bring this up on the regular cast.
What?
Me and him drove up to Buffalo this weekend. He was fucking flying the whole time, and he never saw a cop on the side of the road. Like, every cop that we'd pass, I'd have to be like, cop, there's a cop up here.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, the whole time, I was like, how am I the only one spotting these cops? And he's like, I'm fine. He's like, I'm not speeding. Like, don't even worry. Instead of just being like, oh, yeah, my bad. I can't.
Yeah.
I'm not paying attention to the side of the road. He's like, no, I'm not speeding. Like, that's why I'm not slowing down. I'm like, dude, you're going to 80 in a 65. Like, they're going to get you.
He's a Connecticut boy. He's telling you, he's going like, 80, I drive these roads.
Yeah. He's going 80 in a 65. And he was like, so then I was like, dude, you're definitely speeding. And he was like, I think my speedometer's off about 8 miles per hour. And I was like, just admit your speed. This is crazy.
Are you serious about that?
He was serious.
He was going to go automotive knowledge on you.
Did he lift his hand off the steering wheel and be like, I'm off by about 8 miles per hour?
And it was also funny because he was like, I leaned to look at the speedometer and he was like, well, you're at a bad angle. Oh. And then we both realized like they're designed, you know how they're elevated? So it's actually elevated so the passenger can see.
Yeah.
This what the exact speed is at that angle. So it was like.
Was that the BMW?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you guys were having conversations about like the mechanics of a speedometer.
You're just speeding. Just say you're speeding. Like, don't just be like, no, I'm not. and then be like, the speedometer's off 8 miles an hour.
Plus the angular.
Plus the angular. Like, you're just missing this thing entirely. And then we get to...
Because you can feel when you're going fast in a car.
Yeah. I mean, I could... No, we're also... I'm sitting next to him. Like, I can see... The angle isn't ridiculous. Like, I can see the speedometer.
Is it just you and him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hell for him.
And the radio's broke. So all we're doing... We're just fighting for 6 hours. Yes. That's every car ride. And then... We pass a fucking speed limit sign that has a radar on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like checking his speedometer, looking at the radar.
Oh, God.
And I was like, 47, dude. I knew you were fucking, I knew you were lying about that speedometer. He's like, you're off, you're wrong about, like, he kept denying.
Oh.
Then finally, he speeds past another cop. I checked his speed while he was speed past the cop. He got pulled over. And I was like, when you passed him, you were at 81, bro. Let's see what this fucker gives you. Comes back, gave him 79, which was generous.
Okay. He saves him out from the 80s. Yeah.
But it was like, dude, he gave you exact, like...
How was his roadside manner with the officer?
Good question.
What do you think? How do you think Chris handles his law enforcement?
He's probably a little disrespectful.
A little disrespectful.
Was he kind of being like, what the fuck, man? Were you there to be like, Chris, have some respect for the officer?
Yeah. The whole time.
I knew it. I fucking knew it. Oh, my God.
Of course, you know, as soon as the cop walked away, I was like, is that how you talk to people, dude? That's crazy.
Were you there to tell the cop, like, yo, sorry about my friend?
No, I didn't get go that. But hard. I was laughing. I was just
that's like,
there.
You get a ticket. It's like, see, that's when the fun stops.
Yeah.
I was in a car one time with a guy, and I was like, dude, make a left up here. Miss all this traffic. He's like, I don't think I made a left. I'm like, make a fucking left. And he got pulled over, and I was like, sorry.
Yeah, I owe you
like,
on
I
that
swear
one.
They never fucking pull people over.
But no, on that, I was like,
we didn't talk the rest of the day.
I was like, I'll split it. I'll split the ticket with you.
Yeah.
Because I was in there. But.
Did he take it?
The what?
Did he take your split or ticket? No.
There wasn't a price on the ticket for how much it was worth. I think you got to plead guilty for them to.
Damn.
Yeah. I was like, I'd just be more upset about the fucking paperwork you have to do now.
Yeah.
Like,
you
he was
don't
like,
do it,
he's the guy, the cop was like, you can say not guilty. That'll help. Yeah. He's like, they'll knock it down. They're not going to do anything. Like he was cool. Hooking him up.
State trooper, too.
State trooper dropped it from 80, over 80, dropped it down to 79 so it wasn't as harsh a ticket.
Yeah.
And Akani's still like,
that's nice of him, too.
Here's my fucking registration.
he was disrespectful to the first responders?
He's a petulant child.
Damn.
No, he was fine.
Yeah, of course. I'm honestly.
He was slightly.
I'm peeved.
He was slightly. But the one time I got pulled over, I was very disrespectful.
I was, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and you saw me when we got pulled over by that one. I was laughing in his face the whole time.
Well, that was different.
I was just howling, laughing at this guy.
We were ped stopped.
Yeah.
We were profiled.
We got caught jaywalking in South Carolina.
Shane got caught jay running across of a highway. We were just smoked weed. And
was
he
this
fucking,
on that Southern run like a couple
years
ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We smoked weed out of this like ridiculously elaborate bowl that I brought. So this thing was like 9 inches long. It was humongous. And he ran across the street, and of course the car that was like not even that close,
hold
but like
on. Just me.
You I didn't run. I was on the other side.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't
right.
join you.
That's right. I was like, this thing has some distance.
Yeah,
I can go. I think I was a little slower, and that thing fucking came up hot.
The
that
car,
guy was flying.
Yeah, he was. It was a cop. So it was a young cop. He was flying, so he flew up on Shane. You did have the room.
Yeah,
but it was just happened to be a cop who saw someone jaywalking and sped towards the person jaywalking.
And it was very late at night.
Really late.
And me and you were like in hoodies running around.
Hoodies. We're high. So then like.
And we were high. And I'm already very paranoid. And then I saw that fucker circle around. And I was just like, oh,
dude.
Fuck this.
And then I just walked across the street. Like, I guess I'm in trouble too now. So I walked over there and was okay. Like, hey. And he's like, get up. Move your pockets. I was like, here, I have a bowl. He like pulled it on the hood of the car.
Oh,
and
man.
And Shane kept fucking laughing in this guy's face. Like, the guy would turn around and Shane would be like, dude, he kept laughing at this guy. Then finally, the older cops.
Yeah, another cop showed up. A different cop pulled up and was just like, oh, you got him for jaywalking? Nice, dude.
And he started laughing. And this cop was like, all right, I'm going to let you guys go. Yeah. I had to, like, ask a 24-year-old, like, can I have my bowl back?
Oh, man. Like, also, the 24-year-old was like, get to bed.
Yeah.
That was like an order. He was like, you guys get
then we
to
lingered
hotel.
Around and hit.
Then we were like, he told us to walk straight back to our hotel.
He did. He told us to go to bed.
Then we were like, we got to sneak out and go to get some sweet treats. We like snuck out to get like gummy worms.
Yeah, dude, we secret Scottied against the order of the law.
The law tried to prevent us from Scottying.
We were on Scotty probation. cook. Ooh, we playing footsie?
Are you footsie me?
It's about to be lemon party.
I'll fucking suck your dick right here.
I'm going to lay on my side and put my penis on.
We
got to
get one more. We
got to
get
dude.
Fucking Dorian back here and run a train on him. He's a little sweet fucking he's a sweet Hispanic boy.
Oh, he's
boy.
A treat, dude.
He's a sweet lad.
He's a little churro, dude.
He's a little churrito, dude. Dip him in sugar.
I call dibs on him a long time ago.
Yeah, I remember that. Pretty much when he was new, you were like, I go fuck him.
I called dibs, dude.
As soon as we break him up.
People don't know this about the Philly comedy scene. Me and Shane were very, very much like the people think the government works with like tons of satanic rituals. If you want to get on helium regularly, you got to like spray like goat's blood and cum all over yourself and then let me and Shane fuck you, dude. We're very 1% in terms of.
Very.
1%. Any young male comics on the come up, they gotta suck. If you see anyone who's got on the list from like 2014 onwards, they've definitely sucked.
They submitted to us.
Definitely sucked.
They were little brats.
Oh, for sure.
They were open mic brats.
Whenever I hear someone like, why don't I get on the list? I finally walk up to them in the Helium Alley and I'm like, you know what you need to do. And
come
I'm
to 621.
Pass them the note, dude.
Give them the address and say, be here at 3 a.m.
Yeah, dude.
The witching hour.
Kill your fucking young niece.
3 a.m., dude.
You got to sacrifice a life.
Sacrifice your
life,
niece,
dude.
To TikTok. You got to give us one video of your niece singing on TikTok.
Yeah, it's very. There's a lot of fucking secret society
dark
pedophilic
stuff going
stuff.
On.
Oh, yeah, for sure. This is it. We're in Epstein's Island, dude.
This is getting spooky.
Dorian's our fucking cash cow. Ooh,
you turn
the
I turned the lights off.
Me.
It's very spooky in here.
Dude, I'm.
Wow.
It's going to get real scary. Do you hear about the fucking Asian guy who got. Was a journalist. He got. They're thinking there's foul play. He died.
How so?
Well, he. I just got real. I just started thinking of all the spookiest things I
That's
could think
the spooky
of.
Spooky stuff.
Dude, so he
killing
was,
an Asian journo?
He was a public defender. And he ran like his own little independent news source where he was like a police brutality watchdog. So somehow he got his hands on a leaked internal police
watchdog,
memo.
He's a tasty watchdog, dude.
He's a tasty watchdog.
He would eat this watchdog.
Dude, so he got his hands on a police memo and he was the police found out and they were like, give us your source. And he was like, no, as a journalist, I'm not giving you my source. And they, with the wrong camera, the police took a sledgehammer to his door, came into his house and like took all of it, confiscated all of his property and shit. And then not long after, if I'm getting the story right, not long after, he had an overdose of cocaine and alcohol. And now he's dead. Yeah, dude. And everyone's just kind of saying foul play, dude. Dude, that's fucked up.
Very spooky.
The local.
Turn the light back on now. It's spooky. Dude, got too spooky.
Isn't that fucking... I know. I couldn't really
see
it.
Local police fucking breaking in and giving you too much blow?
Yeah, dude. I don't know what happened to him. But they broke in, stole all the shit, because he was basically investigating some sort of police case that he thought was corrupt. He was a public defender, so he was on the inside.
He was probably looking up Kai. He was probably trying to free that hitchhiker.
Probably was,
Where
dude.
Was he? Where
California.
Was he really?
Yeah, dude.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
We might have stumbled. You better keep your mouth shut. I'm gonna end up ODing on coke,
exactly,
and there's going to be a
dude.
Bit of a conspiracy behind it.
It's clearly be the San Francisco police on that one, dude. Coke and booze. They
Look
fucking... They guzzled him with Twisted Tees, dude, and fucking shot him with coke, and that was it. That was a
wrap. Went out partying, though.
Gave him a case of Twisties and a fucking 8-ball, and they were like, it's done.
It is done, dude.
We're out of here.
How do you, yeah. That's a white man's trick against the Asians for a long time.
You think so?
Getting them on drugs?
True.
It's been an ancient trick,
dropping
dude.
Dropping them the opium wars and shit?
Yeah.